We're continuing to look at on earth as it is in heaven. And as we're using this main thing that Jesus basically called us to focus on, Matthew 6:10, your kingdom come, your will be done. So the kingdom and the will are an outworking of the heart of God on earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom and God's will must be engaged within heaven, established in heaven, so that it can be outworked on the earth in a practical, demonstrable way. Our desire is to help facilitate the children of God as the Joshua generation to function in their governmental positions as sons of God and establish on earth as it is in heaven. It's no good focusing just on being seated in heavenly places if those heavenly places do not effectively bring change and transformation into the earth. And I want to encourage you to look at the reality of what is your position and what is the authority of that position, and are you using it to bring about change in your life, through your life, around your life, and in a corporate sense to areas, towns, cities, regions, nations. So it must be a practical outworking. So to function on earth as it is in heaven, we need our identity as sons to come from the Father. We cannot get it from what we're doing. Otherwise, what we're doing will shape how we do it rather than the heart of God shaping it. We need a cardiogenosis, face to face, heart to heart, knowing the desires of the Father's heart so we can reflect the Father's heart on earth as it is in heaven. And that is God's desire for us. So to function on earth as it is in heaven, we need a deconstruction of our past understanding of what church, ecclesia, ministry is and how it all functions. There are so many assumptions that will have to be challenged and many sacred cows that will need slaying in this process if we're going to come into a new revelatory understanding of what God wants to do in our generation in this day. So to function on earth as it is in heaven, we have a perfect role model, Jesus, who was Son of God and fully identified with us as Son of Man. He lived in both realms, heaven and earth, and has become the doorway for us also to live in both realms and to function in sonship, in a relationship with the Father as he had. There is the heavenly and the earthly relationship with the Father that Jesus modeled for us, and the heavenly and earthly responsibility that he also demonstrated for us. And it's important that we take both of those perspectives and bring them together. With a relationship without responsibility won't work. Responsibility without relationship certainly won't work. We need both realm perspectives to fulfill our sonship mandate. John 10:30, I and the Father are one. Now that's a statement that then can be applied to us because he wants us to also be one like he's one. John 14:9, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So anything that we look at, who, what God is like, who he is, what his character, what his nature, we look at Jesus, we look at what Jesus has done. If we're looking at a on earth demonstration of that, verse 9 says, do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? Now, here is how he did it, and here is how we can do it. The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. So this is a cooperative relationship with Father, Son, that in us, and us in him, we can outwork the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, according to his heart. Well, we need that relationship. John 14:12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Jesus took his place on the right hand of the Father, high above all other authority and power, and has empowered us to go in his name as the Father sent Jesus. So Jesus has sent us to outwork the same relationship and the same responsibility. This affirms our sonship mandate for relationship and responsibility on earth as it is in heaven. And all the things Jesus did practically, we have available to do if we have a mandate to do it on a daily basis. Don't make an assumption that just because Jesus did something, you can automatically do it. We need the same relationship where he only did what he saw the Father doing. John 17:21, that they may all be one, This is God's desire, that we're one with him, and we're one with each other, and we're one with the world and creation to bring it back into order. Even as you, Father, are in me and I in you. This is the relationship of being included in him that he wants us to establish and be one in, that they also may be in us. That is what he was praying, and now that's what he fulfilled through the resurrection, through this cross, the ascension, so that the world may believe that you sent me. And as he has sent us, as the Father sent him, the world will believe if we operate in Father-Sonship relationship. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them. So the essence of sonship that the Father gave the Son has given us, that they may be one just as we are one. And here is the oneness, our destiny as sons is oneness with God, with ourselves, with each other, with creation, to bring harmony and wholeness, peace, shalom. So when it then comes to how Jesus did the things he did, John 5:19, therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Son does, these things the Son also does in like manner. So whatever the Father does, we can outwork that on a daily basis. Don't make an assumption that you can do whatever you like. Outwork in Father, Son, heart to heart, only doing what the Father reveals as his heart, as a mandate for our life each day. Living out our destiny, fulfilling our destiny day by day by day in relationship, so we can manifest the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So we need to learn how to use our kingdom authority to rule over the circumstances and situations of daily life from heaven into the earth, from a place of rest. Resting, trusting in the Father, seeking first the kingdom, so everything else will be added, coming from that place of rest, coming from that place of knowing that we're loved, living from that loving perspective and living in joy, and then living in a loving way to all of those around us, in a sense of peace. So being in heaven gives us a greater capacity to outwork the kingdom daily by ruling through moving mountains, expanding and contracting time, being translated in time and space, all of those miraculous things that Jesus did and he is teaching us to be able to do by speaking, by declaring, by decreeing, by calling things into being, by choosing to create reality aligned with the Father's heart. All of those things, because we're in heaven, enables us to do those things into the earth. We can learn to use our kingdom authority to rule over the situations that we face. It's really important that we embrace the reality of that on a day-to-day basis, so we can outwork the kingdom practically, not just in a spiritual way, but in a practical way, outworking the spiritual dimension into the practical dimension so they come into agreement and in harmony. Expanding the kingdom as a gateway of heaven becomes possible by being joined to the Lord and one spirit with him. This is the relational perspective. We need to be joined to him, one spirit with him, and function together in this Father-Son relationship, just as Jesus did with the Father. Ruling in our situations by filling the areas or spheres that we're responsible for, by overcoming, by being fruitful. This is how we bring heaven into the earth. Framing life and time for the blessing, the empowerment to prosper and succeed, to be fruitful and multiply. That is our sonship mandate. That is the empowerment that we have. We cannot be passive bystanders. We need to be proactive in engaging and ruling and establishing heaven into the earth around us, through us. We need a resonance of created and created light. We must bring heaven and earth together. We can't just function in a natural way. We need to function in a creative, heavenly, eternal now perspective. Heaven and earth need to come together. Spirit and soul need to come together to bring kingdom alignment. Everything's about oneness. No separation, no dichotomy, no dual ways of thinking, oneness, wholeness, heaven and earth functioning together, living in heaven, outworking that in the earth. Spirit living in the realms of heaven, soul coming into agreement and outworking that on the earth. So my spirit can resonate with God and heaven. My soul resonates with my spirit in agreement. Peace, shalom, unity, united in unison. True wholeness is the manifestation of sonship. We need to become sensitive to the spiritual atmospheres that we have to access, that we have access to, that surround us. We're living not just in a physical dimension, we're living surrounded by spiritual dimensions. We need to become sensitive to those spiritual dimensions to be able to rule and to subdue and to be fruitful and to multiply. Hebrews 5:14 says, "But solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil." We need to practice to become mature and be able to discern and sense what is going on around us in the spiritual realms as well as the physical realm, because the spiritual influences the physical. Engaging those realms with our spirits to discern activity, both negative disturbances, and activate positively into those realms to begin to establish heaven into the earth. We need to see our earthly spheres from a heavenly perspective. We need to be aware of the atmosphere that our spheres are under spiritually, under the atmosphere of the earth. What's in the atmosphere? What influences are there? What is the enemy doing there? Therefore, when we're aware of what we're in, we need to be above that, seated in the heavens, but also we need to function under an open heaven while we're here on the earth. We also need to be aware of the earthly spiritual atmosphere around us in our spheres. What's operating there? Not just with people, but in a sense within the spiritual dynamic. Are angels involved? Are there other things involved? What's going on? Let's become aware spiritually by tuning into that realm. Discernment is not from our natural senses outside in, which is what we've learned to do, what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we touch, what we smell. We need discernment to flow from the spirit, from the inside. Our spirit, joined with the Holy Spirit, our spiritual senses, the gateways of our spirit, soul, and body, functioning from the flow of inside out discernment, not outside in. Rivers of living water from the source of the wellspring of life, spirit within us, activating our gateway senses, activating the ability to discern, to sense, to flow, and to outwork that into the earth. So we have our spirit with the gateways of fear of God, reverence, prayer, faith, worship, hope, revelation, intuition. All those are activated senses that we can learn to function in and grow in. And as the river of life flows through our worship gate, when we come into an agreement, when we're in obedience to the will of God, only wanting to do the will of the heart of the Father, then from that perspective and outworking that perspective, there's a flow that touches our soul, and our soul functions in agreement. Our soul flows with conscience, imagination, reason, mind, emotions, will, choice. And our choice is the key. If our choice is aligned with what we're in worship of in the Father's heart, then we'll see an outworking of that around us with this flow of rivers of living water flowing from our innermost being and flowing around us. Our spirits can engage the spiritual realms around us that operate at a higher frequency or wavelength of light. They're functioning in something we cannot necessarily perceive with our natural senses. But we can engage them through the eyes of our heart, our imagination, which can activate and show us things that are going on around us. We can also engage them with the eyes of our spirit in knowing. Our spirit knows and can communicate that knowing to us, whether it's through intuition or perception or whether we are visionary seeing it. We can perceive and understand what's going on around us if we practice to tune into that realm. We can become sensitive to the frequency of the spiritual realms. So we need to tune into the vibrational frequency of those realms and perceive or sense the activity. And you can practice this. Our spirit is light. We can send out a vibrational pulse like a radar or sonar wave into the atmosphere to receive an image or an impression that comes back of what is going on, of what is functioning there. And we can become more and more sensitive to that. Our body is an amplifier of frequency. It's mostly made up of water, and water can receive and amplify frequency. The changes that happen around us and frequency changes in that sphere that we're engaging in can enable us to discern the spiritual realms and what's going on there. We become sensitive to change. We become sensitive to atmosphere. We become sensitive to changes in frequency. Changes from peace. When we live in peace, if things come and affect that peace, then we can look and see what is going on around us to affect our peace. So there are three realms that I commonly engage with. The Holy Spirit realm. This is what we are most familiar with. Our personal atmosphere, where our angels dwell. And the spiritual atmosphere, the angelic and demonic realm around us, where things are going on. And we need to become aware of that and participate in ruling and establishing and cooperating with the angelic realm, with the cloud of witnesses, to bring heaven around us. So we have a flow from our spirit through our soul. The river of life is flowing out through our physical body to the world. So we're not looking to see from the outside in. We're looking to have sight from the inside out. Discernment, perception. We're looking to not just hear what's going on around us from the outside in, but get that small, still voice and that direction from our spirit through our soul. And then all these senses, we can smell atmospheres. We can taste and touch things spiritually around our lives because our body can become attuned to the spiritual realm because our spirit and soul are overshadowing our body and our spiritual senses overtake our natural senses and work together in cooperation. So then we have the realm of the spirit. So the Holy Spirit knows things that are going on in that realm, and the Holy Spirit can enable us to receive information, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophetic insight, pictures, understanding, because the Holy Spirit is there to train us to be able to do these things ourselves. And as we learn to do that, we become more sensitive to the personal atmosphere, our personal angels. We become more in tune to the cloud of witnesses and the spiritual dynamic that we are actually creating around ourselves. We create a dynamic around ourselves from what is flowing through us. That if we're creating an atmosphere of fear around us, it will draw things of fear to be in our personal atmosphere, and our personal atmosphere will be a negative atmosphere. If we're seeing love, joy, and peace flow through us and out working around us as rivers of living water, creating an atmosphere of love around our lives, then that will draw positive things, and we will have a positive atmosphere and a positive attitude, and we will be able to outwork through that into the general atmosphere around our spheres. And the last one is the spiritual atmosphere. What is going on in the angelic realm, and there could be demonic stuff affecting other people and other situations. If you're going into a situation, you want to be aware of what's going on in that situation. So when you walk into a room, practice this. Practice sensing what's going on. Practice sensing what's going on with people, around people. Practice sensing if there's something in the spiritual atmosphere. Is God doing something in the atmosphere? Begin to cooperate with it. Is the enemy doing something in that? Stand in opposition to it and rule and subdue whatever's going on in that atmosphere. Bring peace. Fill that atmosphere with peace because you carry that atmosphere. To change the atmosphere to align with your atmosphere, because you're then expanding your atmosphere around that room, and you're looking to engage spiritually in that atmosphere and affect change, to bring love into that atmosphere, to bring peace if there is anxiety or worry or concern, to see that atmosphere filled with joy rather than pessimism and doom and gloom and misery. Our responsibility is to expand the atmosphere of heaven that's within us through our soul, around our body, to create an atmosphere that can affect the dynamics of where we are living and what we're doing on a daily basis. But we have to be sensitive and concentrate and practice to do this. It doesn't just happen. We have to learn how to engage and choose to engage daily, not just drift through life, being affected by circumstances and situations, and allowing those circumstances and situations to affect how we feel, to affect our emotions, to affect then through fear what we do, And then we become negative, we become defensive. Yes, we have defensive abilities. We have a shield. We have a helmet. We do have a sword. We can effectively bring change if we will use the authority that we have to bring change and transformation to the realms around us and not be subject to them. Change the circumstances and situations that we're in by ruling and reigning and being sensitive spiritually to those atmospheres. So the Holy Spirit realm is where the Holy Spirit knows what's going on around us. We tune in to receive words of knowledge and wisdom, prophetic words, pictures, visions, given a gift for healing, perhaps, or miracles, as he wills. He is there to train us. He is not there to do it for us. There are books written about spiritual gifts. I don't have to go into that, but what I would say is that they're just the beginning. Spiritual gifts are like riding a bike with training wheels. It is when our spirit is learning to use its own abilities in conjunction with doing what the Father is doing that we begin to learn to perceive and therefore have that information coming, not through the Spirit giving us that information, but through our spirit discerning that information. We need to develop our own spiritual abilities through practice to train our senses. That's so important that this is a process. It isn't just automatic and we can't necessarily just do it. Some people may be more sensitive. Some people may be more intuitive, but we can all learn to train our senses if we focus. So we need to go beyond gifts to using our spiritual abilities as Jesus did to do what he did and greater. So then the personal atmosphere, that is what is flowing through you, the vibrations you are radiating or creating, the atmosphere, the spiritual dynamic, love, joy, and peace. This attracts the angelic realm. Create an atmosphere of love. Live in that love bliss bubble. So you live at rest. Be at rest in that place where you are creating that rest from flowing through you, through your soul, spirit, body around you, creating this atmosphere, rivers of living water. Your own personal angels interact with you in this atmosphere. Engage with them. Practice learning to engage them, talk to them, perceive, operate with them, send them. They're there to minister to you, through you, and with you. Now, warning, a negative atmosphere attracts negative spirits. So be careful that you do not create an atmosphere of negativity. By negative speech, negative thinking, negative body language, be positive. Now, that doesn't mean that you're in denial that there are troubles, trials, tribulations, situations, but you have the authority to rule over them when you're seated in heavenly places and you're administrating heaven into the atmosphere around you to change it. That is our mandate, to be fruitful, to subdue and overcome, to rule and establish the kingdom. Now, the spiritual realm is occupied with the angelic. Genesis 28:12. This is about Jacob had a dream. Behold, a ladder was set on earth with its top reaching heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord. So there's an interaction between Jesus, the Father, and the angelic realm in which we are to live under an open heaven and be expectant of the angelic realm to be around our lives, therefore cooperating with them and them cooperating with us. John 1:51, just Jesus saying, truly I say to you, you will see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So we are to perceive this and become aware of it and therefore interact with it. Jesus lived under this open heaven with angelic involvement around his life. Jesus is the pattern and model for us. Remember, Jesus said that my Father could give me more than 12 legions of angels at my disposal, and we can have the same. Matthew 26:53. Do you not think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? That's a lot of angels. When the angelic realm recognizes that God is on the throne of our lives, the angelic canopy comes around our lives and we have more of an interaction with the angelic realm. The angelic canopy has over the throne of God. Remember that when we're on our heavenly mountains and The canopy of the angelic is around us when God is on the throne of our lives. And we have the different realms of the different dimensions of the angelic realm that have different functions. And we can learn to engage with those angelic realms and become aware of their presence, but also be aware that they are there to help us in the establishing of God's kingdom. So you have the creatures, the chaos, in which they are things like the fiery sword and the fiery chariots and the fiery horses and things like that, pillars that are not necessarily human looking. Then you have the ophanim, the spheres, the power sources, the wheels within the wheels, the Erelim, the mighty ones, the Kashmelim, the shining ones, the seraphim, the burning ones, the malachim, the messenger angels, the Elohim, the judges, the Ben Elohim, the sons of God, the cherubim, the covering ones, the Ishim, the warring ones. Now, we can learn to become sensitive, both in the realms of heaven, on our mountain thrones, but also here in the earth, when there is an interaction in the angelic realm with some of these. So if you're discerning a seraphim, there is some fire going on, and there are some things happening that need the fiery presence of a seraphim. There are different angels that function in different ways, and we can learn to interact and discern and engage with them. So the corporate angelic realm is open when we gather together, particularly when we gather together in a sense of in the name or in the capacity as sons of God coming together. There is a corporate angelic realm which is open because they're looking to see what we're doing when we're together. Now, we have our church angels. We have the four angels of transformation and transition. We have healing pool angels. There are other angels that are involved when we corporately gather that are not necessarily always involved when we're individually operating. We have the chaos angels that have turned up in the form of fiery swords, whirlwinds, pillars, golden ladders, fiery chariots, fiery horses, all sorts of things. We have things that look like lions. We have things that look very different, perhaps, from what you normally think of as the angelic. Be open for different senses. And when you see that there's a golden ladder present, then there's obviously something which either something is going to descend or you're going to ascend. There's something about that. Fiery chariots, the mukaba, the entrance point into other dimensions through portals. Various things like that that we can interact with. Now, you can practice this anywhere. When you go into a room, practice. Focus your attention by thinking about the realms about you, around you. Send out a spiritual realm. Let your spirit engage with that realm. Receive back a flow of information. What do you sense? Your own angels, portals, cloud of witnesses, what are you sensing that's going on? Now, I encourage you, we're just going to practice this for a few moments. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing right now, just, if it's not dangerous to close your eyes, if you're in a car, please keep your eyes open. But just begin to focus your attention on what's going on in the spiritual realm around you. Just begin to think about that. Think about it. And in thinking about it, just let your spirit go beyond your physical body and engage that realm. Just send out a wavelength to engage that realm. Just consciously choose to engage your spirit with the atmosphere that surrounds you right now, whether it's in your own home, workplace, wherever you are. Just practice. And as you actively engage, just sense what is coming back. Is there an echo that gives you a sense there are some angels here? Is there an echo that gives you a sense that the atmosphere here needs to be addressed, that there is something negative in the atmosphere? Just become more sensitive. Just practice that for a few moments. Just be open to engage your spirit with whatever is going on around you, and daily practice engaging until it becomes a lifestyle of just the way you live interacting with the spiritual. So I just encourage you to tune your senses in, to practice, learn how to practice that, and focus every day. When you go into a new situation, when you go into a different situation, wherever you are, just begin to practice and sense and engage with that realm, and you will find that it becomes easier to pick up what's going on in the atmosphere around you. We also need to fill those spiritual realms, not just engage them. It's not enough just to see what's there. We need to actively fill that sphere. 1 Corinthians 6:17, the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. So it starts with connection, cooperation, surrender, engaging within. Then flow from the inside begins as we live in oneness with God, with heaven, with ourselves. Spirit, soul, and body in unity. Heaven and earth in alignment in us. We're the convergence of time and eternity. We're in oneness with God, embracing Father. Father's on the throne of our lives. We're yoked to Jesus. And we're drinking in the living water of the Spirit. The kingdom of heaven needs to flow into me, through me, and around my life as rivers of living water. The river of life needs to flow so it can bring life through us to touch the world around us. Peter's shadow healing people is an example of this. We can create an atmosphere of love or power or health and wholeness that can affect other people if we will learn to focus this. So my daily life, I first engage in relationship in first love. Baptized into Father, Son, and Spirit, I open my first love gate. I embrace the Father. I allow the Father to embrace me. I come into this relationship. I want intimacy. I drink living water from the wells of salvation that's within us. I yoke myself to Jesus. I want to be discipled. I want him to set the direction. He knows how to walk with the Father so much better than I do. I can learn so much from that relationship if I choose to learn from him to be gentle and humble in heart. I surrender the seat of rest and government, the throne of my spirit, to the Father so he can father me. I want to be fathered under his fathering. So I surrender trying to do it myself, following the DIY path. I surrender to the tree of life, the flow of the river that flows through the tree of life, bringing the fullness of the life of God into me and then through me and around me. I daily come into agreement with the Father, Son, and Spirit as a bench of three in me. I want their agreement. My agreement is 3 + 1 = 4, which is a window, which is a portal, which is a flow, a gateway. I become a gateway for the kingdom to increase in me, through me, and around me, consciously and actively. I'm joined to the Lord, one spirit with him. So I yield and open all the gateways of my spirit, soul, and body to heaven's flow, to the flow of the river of life. I expand my spirit in oneness with the Holy Spirit. I begin to extend the boundaries of my spirit to overshadow my soul. My spirit extends around my soul and body to create an atmosphere of the kingdom around me. This is a conscious, deliberate choice that each of us can make each day. And you can practice that constantly when you get up, when you begin first to engage the world in a natural sense, begin to engage it spiritually from where you're seated in heavenly places and where you're engaging with Father, Son, and Spirit within you to create that flow from heaven into the earth. Consciously choose to join yourself to the Lord and become one spirit with him. Consciously yield your gateways to the flow of life. Choose to extend your spirit outwards to surround your soul and body. Tune into the atmosphere. By desire and intention, release love, joy, power, peace, healing into that atmosphere, depending on what you're called to do, depending on your mandate. Consciously release and fill that atmosphere. Live in a state of rest. Release a flow from within you. Sense what you feel and what is coming from the atmosphere of those around you. Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out the curtains of your dwelling, spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your pegs. for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. This is our mandate, to increase, to be fruitful, to fill our spheres, and to increase the area that we have authority over within those spheres. Isaiah 9:7, there will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. We want that to be flowing around our lives, on the throne of David over his kingdom, to establish it, to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. And this is to the ages, we have this flow of the kingdom that comes out of heaven to fill the earth and then go beyond into the created universe to bring order, to bring government, to bring peace. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, even to the remotest parts of the earth. There's an outward expansion in the increase of spheres of authority. And I think it's really important that we don't just keep getting stuck with just thinking about our own little life, but actually realize that we're part of something bigger. We may not be able to personally expand everything to the ends of the earth, but we can fill the sphere that God's given us. And we can see that expanding sphere of authority and kingdom begin to extend around us. Daniel 2:35, the stone that struck the statue, which was Jesus, became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is what we're part of. We are living stones, if you like, of what he is building in the earth, expanding the kingdom so that the earth will be filled with the glory of God, and we can go further and see the kingdom of God established on earth as it is in heaven, answering creation's groan for freedom. It's so important to realize that we're part of the answer, not the problem. Genesis 1:28, God blessed them, empowered them to succeed. And if they had continued to walk with him in relationship, being yoked to him, being in that wonderful father-son relationship, then they would have continued to be fruitful, and they would have multiplied, and they would have filled the earth, and they would have subdued everything that was in opposition, and they would have ruled and established the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, but they chose to do it their own way. We cannot operate independently if we're going to function as sons. You have the capacity to fill those spheres with that which flows from the fountain of living water that you drink from. What fountain are you drinking from? What fountain, what source are you drinking from? This creates a trickle so you can be fruitful as a house of God. You have a trickle that starts to flow from with you. You can be fruitful with the fruit of the Spirit. I choose to consciously extend and extend my spirit outwards to create that atmosphere. I extend it around my seven mountain spheres and my corporate bench spheres of influence. I have corporate spheres of authority. I have individual spheres of authority. And from that place where I'm seated, I choose to extend my spirit around that and create an atmosphere that I can rule in. That might be my home, my family, the ecclesia, my area, region. For me, Freedom Apostolic Resources, the engaging God spheres that I function in. I have different areas that I have authority in, and I need to consciously choose to extend my spirit around them to have access into them. Whenever I travel to a place, that I have a mandate to travel to a place, I extend my spirit around that area. And then I look to become sensitive to what's going on in that area, and then I can begin to see what mandate do I have to function and to change the atmosphere in that area while I'm there. And I mean, when I leave, I may not have that authority anymore, but I have it while I'm there, and I've worked together with others who've given me the mandate to come, and I begin to see how can we effectively bring the kingdom into that area, because I'm looking to engage it. Now, I'm not looking to do that in any negative way. This is a positive thing. So wherever I am, I create an atmosphere around me to extend in that sphere. Now, if I go into a place and I'm in a conference, I have authority in that conference sphere. That doesn't necessarily mean I can extend my spirit around the whole region or anything, but I can create an open heaven over that atmosphere because I rule in that atmosphere and I live under an open heaven personally, and I want others to come into that sphere. And you can do that daily for your own house, your own neighborhood, and begin to expand it as you have mandates from heaven to do that. I'm preparing the space for fruit to multiply and for it to be filled. I want that area not to be a vacuum that sucks in anything negative, but I want it to be filled with love, joy, and peace. So I must not become a dead sea where a river flows in but has nowhere to go. I'm expanding my boundaries around my increasing spheres of influence because it is increasing. These are the spheres of my destiny. I'm preparing the spheres around me so that what I establish in the heavenly realms can flow through me into the earth. I want the river of life to go from a trickle to a stream to a river to a torrent. We engage the spirit realms around us with our spirit, joined to the Lord. We do not have to be affected by the atmosphere of the earth and its associated culture. We can rule over the circumstances and subdue and fill our spheres with love. Even though the atmosphere may be negative, I can live under an open heaven atmosphere. Personally and corporately, when I come together with others, we can have that open heaven over what we're doing. Now, we know these scriptures from Ezekiel 47. He brought me back to the door of the house. Now, think of your life as the house. And water was trickling from under the threshold. That is what happens when you don't open your first love gate. You have a trickle. And he measured 1,000 cubits and he led me through the water. So this was an expansion going outwards, water reaching to the ankles. So there's a sense where there's an increase. And again, he measured 1,000 and led me the water reaching the knees. And he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the loins. And again, he measured 1,000. Now, this is an instinct of there is an increase. This isn't all in the same initial sphere. This is increasing and expanding and going outwards, which is symbolic of the fact that we need to see things extended. Don't just be content for your own life to be filled with living water. See it as the initial instance which flows out. And he measured, and it was a river that could not ford, for the water had risen enough to swim in. A river that could not be forded. Behold, on the bank of the river, there were many trees on the one side and the other. Now, this is symbolic of the flow of the river of life flowing through the tree of life, flowing into us and flowing through us. What we engage in heaven can flow into us, into the earth. Verse 7, 9, 12. Then he said to me, these waters go out the eastern region. Now, everything that flows out of heaven comes through the eastern gate, being made to flow into the sea. So you are the east gate into your spheres around you. And it flows out. Now, the sea is represented of the nations. It's represented of life outside of you. And therefore, it's going to touch other people who live outside of this relationship that we have with God. And the waters of the sea become fresh. So it's like the sea has water, which it's difficult for people to spiritually live in. And we turn it fresh so that they have a perspective of life. It will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live. And we must have this as our goal, to bring people into a realization of the life and the inclusion in the life of God that they have as children of God, so they can become sons of God in knowledge and not just in the reality from God's perspective, that they will realize and come into that realization. We have a responsibility as sons of God to create an atmosphere of love, joy, and peace, rest, so that people will begin to realize and be touched by the life, touched by the love, touched by the frequency and the energy of the spheres that we create. But it is increasing and it is expanding and it's going out. We need to have that goal. We cannot live independently of the world that we're in. We must embrace it and we must engage it with the life of heaven. The river of life becoming an ankle deep stream to fill Jerusalem in you and around you, if you like, that first sphere of authority. Start with you, yes, but don't let it stop with you. The river must increase and be knee-deep to fill Judea, waist-deep to fill Samaria, but out of our depths to fill the ends of the earth. So every sphere that God has given us, we're responsible for filling with an atmosphere that flows. Now, if we're going to bring on earth as it is in heaven, we need to, yes, be seated in heavenly places and be a gateway for heaven to flow into the earth. But there will come a time where we need to engage the everlasting doors to open them and flow that into a wider sphere. But to that, we need to be established on Earth, and we need to be dealing with the atmosphere of the Earth. So to start with, let's focus on our own Jerusalem, our own life, and then our own area of Judea or Samaria, figuratively, until we're filling all the spheres that God's given us. And those spheres, of course, will be expanding, because that is the nature of the kingdom. Zechariah 9:10 says, "And he will speak peace to the nations, and his dominion will be from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth." Now, again, prophetically see this as talking about you, that through you he will touch the nations, and the kingdom, his dominion, will be from sea to sea. So it will flow through you as a river to touch the sea around you, the life around you, the community around you, the place around you, and from the river to the ends of the earth. So it's flowing outwards to touch every area where there is death, to bring life, to transform it, and to bring change. Genesis 2:10, the river flowed out of Eden to water the garden. From there it divided and became four rivers and flowed out into the earth, flowing through our spirit, the garden of our heart, out through our soul to touch the world around us. The flowing river is increasing and expanding the kingdom. Isaiah 41:18, "I will open rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys, and I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water." So here again is prophetically basically talking about new covenant life, in which all of us as gateways of heaven into the earth have the river of life flowing, rivers of living water flowing for our innermost being. So no matter how wilderness it is around you, no matter how dry the land may be, no matter how it might appear, we can change and transform it if we will see a flow of life from heaven through our first love gate into our spirit, soul, body, and around us into the atmosphere. Isaiah 43:19, "I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." You are the source of that river. You are the source, the spring, when you allow the life of God to fill you and rise and increase and flow through you. The flow of that river is created from your throne, your heavenly position of authority, where you are seated with Christ. That throne is on your mountain to release spiritual blessings available from those heavenly realms through you into the earth. We're raised up, we're seated with him, Ephesians 2:6, and therefore we have access to these blessings to bring those blessings into the earth, because we've been blessed and empowered to succeed and prosper in this. You will fill your expanded boundaries with the life that you frame and create in the heavenly realms. You release it with your words, your declarations, your decrees, and with what you call into being or create. You can assign angels, the angelic realm, into your spheres to work and cooperate with you to facilitate the mandates that you've been given. You have your individual mountain spheres and corporate spheres that you're on benches for to begin to outwork. You need your personal spheres functioning to have true corporate authority. Don't start to try and do things corporately without having done it individually. There is an exponential increase when we come together, but we need to be functioning individually before we try and function corporately. That's where our authority comes. We need to live beyond the veil, so everything is under our feet. We're positioned above and we're positioned below, and we're connecting and converging heaven and earth, time and eternity, through our lives to effectively bring heaven into the earth. Isaiah 9:6, "For a child will be born to us," obviously talking about Jesus, "the government will rest on his shoulders." Well, we are his shoulders. We are representatives as sons of God in the earth. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. We have access to live in his name, to function in his name, that we can function as a Wonderful Counselor. We can function as sons of God in a mighty way. We're powerful. We have authority. We can function out of the eternal now heart of the Father. We can function in the Prince of Peace role to bring peace, to live in rest, to bring rest into our spheres. He is our head, and he places his governmental authority on our shoulders, the shoulders of his body, individually and corporately on earth. So it starts with us. We're expanding our territory. Let's open our first love gate, extend our spirit around our soul, around our body, and begin to create an atmosphere, a flow from the inside out, creating that atmosphere for my life, filling that atmosphere with love, joy, and peace. That's an atmosphere of rest I take with me wherever I am. You can do the same. But then it extends outwards. And we have a Jerusalem, perhaps our family, or an area that we have, know we have responsibility for, that we also need to engage with and overshadow. And that does not necessarily mean that's limited by a physical sphere. My family are spread out all over the nation. Therefore, I can overshadow them in the spiritual realm, effectively having access to that realm to bless them and become sensitive to that realm. Let's say that's my Jerusalem. But then that can spread out to Judea. Perhaps I'm part of a church, an ecclesia, that has an area that has responsibility for my town, my neighborhood, and I can extend that outwards. I can extend beyond that into Samaria, if you like, the area that I live in. Whatever it might be for you, there will be different things that we have authority, different spheres that we operate in, and eventually the ends of the earth, the regions that we live in, the nations beyond. Whatever that is for you, it starts with the spirit filling our spirit. It then means that together in one spirit, we begin to encompass or surround our spirit, our soul, our body to create that atmosphere and see that atmosphere begin to affect the world around us that we have authority in. Same thing again, looking at here, let's say we have these seven mountain spheres that we begin to see increase within our own personal areas. And then we have some corporate areas that may be operating in Judea or Samaria or the ends of the earth. And we can see them begin to increase until we have filled everything that we have. And then it can extend and our boundaries and our tent pegs can extend and extend and extend until we are fulfilling our destiny. So we can radiate energy, frequency, light, vibrations of love, joy and peace, healing, into our areas, manifesting sonship, the glory of the sons of God. We must establish the boundaries of our spheres and act as boundary stones. We rule these areas. Therefore, we must protect those areas and be sensitive to what's going on in those areas. Joshua 24:26, and Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak tree that was the sanctuary of the Lord. Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be for a witness against us, for it's heard all the words of the Lord which was spoke to us. So there's a sense where when God speaks into something, it becomes a witness. When we speak or we become a boundary stone, we carry the same things. We carry a witness that we set up so that things can't cross it, that things can't access the areas that we're responsible for because we're operating in authority as a boundary stone, if you like, operating with authority, with our declarations, with our decrees, calling things into being. We set boundary stones as we speak declarations, establish the boundaries of our spheres for protection, occupation and colonization, individual and corporate aspects that work together in the ecclesia and the embassies of heaven to begin to take territory, to colonize, to establish heaven on the earth. Engaging our spirit in the spiritual atmosphere of our spheres, tuning into, become aware of disturbances in the force that's going on there, peace, become aware, seeking for mandates and the river of life flowing through us to establish kingdom rule. The fruit and gifts of the spirit interact with our overlapping spheres of government. All the functions and senses of our spirit, soul and body engaging, operating in unity and unison. We are a spirit being functioning as a living being, maturing into a godlike being, conformed to our eternal image of sonship. We need to be outworking our sonship into the earth. Our spheres operate in relation to our specific mandates. We might have an area mandate or a regional mandate to establish the government for ecclesias and embassies in a specific region or area. I don't have authority for everything, and neither do you. Others will have different responsibilities, even within the same spheres that we live in, We don't have to do everything. We just need to know what the Father's heart is for us and outwork that. None of this functions unless we're enthroned in the heavenly realms, establishing the as it is in heaven first. True worship is the outworking of our destiny through our daily mandates revealed in the heavenly realms. We are living sacrifices, the desires of our heart aligned and resonating with God's heart. You can practice that now. You can practice this daily, and I would encourage you to do so. Focus your attention by thinking about the realms around you, those spheres. What are the spheres of authority that God has given you? If you don't know, go and engage him and ask him for revelation to show you what the mountains of authority that you have. From there in heaven, you can begin to learn to perceive, looking at it from heavenly perspectives. But when you're here on the earth, connected to heaven, you can still access into that realm to interact. So you begin to think about sending out a spiritual wave. Whether that is physically around you in the room or in a sphere of authority you have, practice. Receive back a flow of information. Daily do this. Whenever you get up and begin to extend your spirit, having opened your first love gate, then begin to practice being able to engage those realms. Let's say one of those realms is your family and you have family spread out. Just practice overshadowing your family, your family sphere, with your spirit, and then begin to sense. Just wait. Just begin to think about and activate sensing. Is there something I need to become aware of? Is there something negative going on? Is there something actually God desires positively? Then we can begin to function and outwork in that. What do you sense? Begin to tune in to your senses. Maybe you just sense something, disturbance or unease, or you may sense peace. Just begin to sense it. Engage your own angels, the portals, the cloud of witnesses that may be operating around you. Again, I just encourage you just to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, just consciously choose to extend your tent pegs, the boundaries of your spheres. If you've not opened your first love gate, open that first love gate. Engage with Father, Son, and Spirit. But consciously see the extending of your tent pegs. Expand your spirit outwards to engage your own Jerusalem, to go beyond into those Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth. Just speak to create the boundary stones. You are establishing what you are calling and creating the reality for those themes. Let it flow from spirit, soul, body around you. And just practice and engage and extend and just become connected, spiritually sensitive. Choose to extend and practice engaging in those realms spiritually until you become discerning of the spiritual realms around you.